Jenna Tim Show, Cleveland Star 102, today's hits and yesterday's favorites. We'll get to match the stars here in about 12 minutes. But Matt Fish, owner, founder of Melt Bar and Grill, joined us in studio. How are you?
I am fantastic, guys. Thanks for having me in today.
I love it. You've been hanging out here. I don't know. We've been talking for 10 minutes off the air or something like that. And all we've talked about is your hair.
Tim has hair envy big time.
It is the topic of the town right now. Yeah.
Because you had a nice shaved head, like you said. How long was that?
23 years.
23 years.
I shaved my head for 23 years working in kitchens here in Cleveland. It was so much easier. And then last year, November, I got bored and lazy, honestly, and I stopped shaving my head for about 2 weeks. And my wife saw hair popping through. She's like, wait a second. You have hair? And I was like, yeah, I do. I just decided to shave it. She's like, let's have an experiment and let's see what happens. So I took until March, so about 5 months, just to let it go. Crazy town. Not, yeah. You know, not even styling it. I just washed it, threw a hat on, and then, you know, now I'm, I have a salon, and I go get haircuts on a regular basis, and I have product. It's
like the direct opposite of Tim's head.
I'm a modern man.
It is.
It is.
That's
you have hair envy. I know. You really like it.
I was like, yeah. Just,
well, Tim's a very handsome man.
I was like, good to see your hair. Matt, I was just looking at the whole what is that?
It got weird when you started rubbing your hands through it.
I apologize, though.
It's okay.
No. I didn't realize I do. It was like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, your hand just like reached out. Like you were turning the volume up on a stereo. It was just like...
Look at that. Matt's a new man.
Yes.
So normally we're talking about Melt. Normally we're talking about maybe a new location and things like that. Things are going well. But you have a very special reason for joining us in studio, and it's something very special just 2 days from today.
That is very correct. You know, we do a lot of charity work at Melt, and we support the food banks throughout Ohio pretty much all year long. But this time, this weekend, we're actually turning our attentions back to our hometown, Lakewood, Ohio, where Melt started back in 06. I was approached by a very nice woman named Trish Rooney, who runs she's the executive director of a center in Lakewood. It's called the Lakewood Community Center, Lakewood Community Services Center. And she said, Matt, I don't think you realize how much help we need just in Lakewood. I mean, doing Cleveland's great, but Lakewood has some people that really need some support. So we started talking, and through the conversation, she let me know that 13 to 14% of the population of Lakewood are below the poverty line.
Wow.
And I did not realize that.
I wouldn't have known that either.
I was a resident of Lakewood for 14 years, part of the community still to this day, and that was a shock to me. She said 6,000 people a year come to the center just to get free groceries every week because they do not make enough money to support the family, their kids, the elderly, all those kind of things. So I was compelled to help. So I
– good for you, man.
I said,
that's,
hey,
that's
you know what?
Awesome.
Let's get the culinary community together here in Lakewood, our hometown. Let's help the people in our backyard. So I reached out to a lot of restaurants in Lakewood. 36 restaurants have decided to jump on board. And we Melt including, this weekend, Saturday the 10th, we are going to donate 10% of all the food sales from all these restaurants directly back to the Lakewood Community Services Center. And what that's going to do is help to buy groceries, especially fresh fruit and fresh vegetables for people in Lakewood that need it. You know, this center gets some federal money, and they have to buy food at the food bank. And the food bank does wonderful things, but they don't get a lot of perishable items. They get a lot of canned items, a lot of boxed items, which is great. It sustains people. But the fruits and the vegetables, especially for the kids and the elderly, are hugely important and are necessary. So that's what we're doing this weekend.
That's
so we
great.
Just want to invite people out. Come to Lakewood.
Do you have to mention anything?
Yeah.
You know, how does that work when you go there?
Okay. That's the best part about it. If you just dine at one of your favorite restaurants on this list in Lakewood, they're going to take care of the rest. I mean, I would appreciate if people come in to a specific restaurant and say, hey, we're here for the End Hunger in Lakewood. That's what we're calling it.
Okay.
The End Hunger in Lakewood campaign. So go to the website, lcsclakewood.org. That's the Lakewood Community Services Center. And it's there's a list on the news tab, 36 different restaurants. Or you can just type in End Hunger in Lakewood in a search bar on Google. I'm sure one of the news stories will pop up that we've done all week. All the restaurants are listed.
And is it all day long? You could eat breakfast, lunch, dinner,
that's
whoever's
we're
open
really
for that?
Encouraging people. Yeah, come to Lakewood, park your car at the Muni lot, and walk the city and get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Because there's a lot of great restaurants, bakeries, cafes, chocolate shops on the list. So you could literally get breakfast, lunch, an afternoon snack, some chocolate, go to dinner someplace in Lakewood, support this, and then 10% of the total food sales is going straight back to literally help people every single day in Lakewood.
That's awesome.
That is great. That's great. And we'll have all the info on our website, star102cleveland.com. You have it at Melt Bar and Grilled on Twitter. I mean, all over the place. You can't miss it. And especially if you're in Lakewood, you're in the area, you're going to be there. I mean,
if you're on the west side, I mean, it's pretty easy to get into Lakewood, as you know. Eastsiders, come on in. It's a very walkable community. It's a good chance to check out the culinary scene in Lakewood because it has grown tremendously in the last 5 to 10 years. There are so many amazing restaurants in Lakewood. It's unbelievable. When we were putting this list together, a lot of restaurants were jumping aboard. Okay. Oh, I'd love to help. Love to help. And the list is impressive. I mean, I know how many restaurants are in Lakewood and how many great restaurants are there, but when you look at the list, you're like, wow, okay, wow. It's going to be hard to even decide. My wife and
we have
some friends coming in from out of town on Saturday, so we're actually going to go out to Lakewood and go to dinner,
yeah.
And we're trying to decide where to go. And
so you don't go out to dinner at your own restaurant?
I eat there a lot. So.
Yeah, you got to go
support,
variety.
You know, I want to support some of the other people
sure.
in Lakewood, especially some of the restaurants that have jumped on board and said, hey, we'd love to help.
That's great.
Because it's out of their goodwill. You know, there's really no other reason for them to do this, you know, because it's a busy restaurant scene in Lakewood anyways. So we're hoping that we brings more people from out of the city, can introduce some people that maybe have never gone to a restaurant in Lakewood before. They want to try something new. It's a good reason to go try breakfast, lunch, and dinner in Lakewood.
There you go.
You got TV after this? What are you doing?
WOIO.
Nice. I knew there was a reason for extra product. I could tell.
Oh, stop it.
He's still looking at your hair.
I got my stylist coming in because you messed it up when you're rubbing your hands through it.
I'm sorry. Good to see you,
so
brother.
Good.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Absolutely. All the details, too. Yeah, we'll get it all posted. Jen and Tim show page, star102cleveland.com.